This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show. Well, let's make sure that everything is going to work when I do this. Nope, it wasn't. It was on mute again. That's pretty dumb. Why does it keep doing that? Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
We're about to do a little experiment. We're going to use the scout rifle as the experimental platform, Boyd's and I. And we're going to figure out which stock is the best one to shoot with. We're going to figure out which best stock is the best stock for weight. All of these things that make, there's a scout rifle purist group out there. They believe in certain things. I'm going to find all those things. I'm going to find them all in Boyd's Gunstocks. Check them out, boydsgunstocks.com. Now, I just found something out, and it really makes me angry. It really makes me angry. Last night, I had Kit Cope on from Spikes Tactical, and because they were discussing things with lawyers, it was not made public knowledge to me or to anybody else. YouTube took them down. Now, YouTube banned them without any sort of prior warning. And, the company. And listen, I know about the things where they're talking about you can't do these how-tos and you can't do this and everything else. Spike Tactical is a manufacturer. This is the same thing as a car manufacturer coming to you saying, this is how you change your brakes. The video that was the offending video, that was one where they were installing a, wait for it. Wait, hang on. A trigger guard. Now, when you went to the company's YouTube channel, there was a red banner with the text. This account has been terminated due to multiple or severe violations of their policy against spam, deceptive practices, and misleading content or other terms of service violations. We're going to talk about YouTube and gun creators in just a second. Now, Spikes came into existence in 9/11/2001. And they also received this message from YouTube about their content. We'd like to inform you that due to repeated or severe violations of our community guidelines, your YouTube account, Spikes Tactical, has been suspended. YouTube doesn't allow content that encourages or promotes violent or dangerous acts that have an inherent risk of serious physical harm or death. For example, it's okay to post videos showing drug abuse. It's not okay, excuse me, to post videos showing drug abuse, underage smoking, drinking, or bomb making. The only depictions of such activities we may allow need to be educational or documentary in nature and shouldn't be designed to help or encourage others to imitate them. When uploading a video, make sure to post as much information as possible in the title and description to help us and your viewers understand the primary purpose of this video. Please be aware that you're prohibited from accessing, possessing, or creating any other YouTube accounts. For more information about account terminations and how our community guidelines are enforced, please visit our help center. If you would like to appeal the suspension, please submit this form. We'll get to that in just a minute. Spike Tactical did not post anything violent. In the terms of the AR-15 platform, Spike's Tactical is purely clinical. Purely clinical. They make them. That's it. That's all they do. They make them. They're not out there. They're not out there running around or anything advocating anything about the AR-15 other than the fact that they make the best one out there. Now, they are an outspoken opponent of Antifa, which, by the way, is an outspoken opponent of everything else. Antifa is they're out there constantly talking a bunch of junk, and I haven't seen them doing much of anything lately. They've sort of fallen by the wayside. So not only were they against everything else and destroying everything in their path, they didn't have a whole lot of conviction. Kit Cope said that this is without question an attack on free speech. We feel strongly that after they get done going after guns, they'll continue to ban and erase content that falls in line with conservative ideologies, like they've already demonstrated with the deletion of anti-abortion videos and the like. Spike Tactical maintains the company uses the YouTube channel for educational purposes and to demonstrate their products. And as of this moment, it has been reinstated. Let's examine that just for a second, shall we? If you're out there and you break the rules, you really, truly break the rules, whether it's a perception or whether it's based on perception or whether it's based upon reality or fact, if you have broken a rule, and the company that holds your feet to that fire says you're done, shouldn't you stay done? But that is not the case here. That is not the case here. Now, I don't know why they took them down. I suspect it probably has something to do with the Antifa thing. And I've got an offer for you guys right now. I've got an offer for you guys right now that I'm going to make you. I got 10 of those posters. 10 of them. They're $11.99 value. I think last night I might have said they were $119. They're $11.99. If you want to go buy $50 worth of parts, or $50 worth of Pipe Hitters Union stuff, $50 worth of parts at Spike Tactical, or if you want to buy $50 worth of stuff at Pipe Hitters Union, these two guys are very closely intertwined and work very well together. Send me proof of purchase that you bought $50 or more, and I'll give you one of the posters. I got 10. I just shipped two out. Shipped two out today. Desert Eagle, yours is on the way. So I shipped two out today, and I got 10 more to go. And you too can say not today, Antifa. And I, you know, put these up and, you know, take a picture of it, post it on Facebook. You know, I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm on a video, a Pipe Hitters Union video with that poster in it. And see what it does. You know, it's just a depiction of it's basically art now. It's very nice art. I like it. Whoever did the artwork on it is beautiful. Very, very well executed. But, Spike Tactical is back on YouTube. YouTube is, depending on who you talk to, YouTube is about to start this push, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment. But YouTube is not the only game in town. They are the biggest game in town. They're probably what, the second or third largest search engine in the world, but they're not the only game in town. All any of us need is to have a website, right? And then find some platform that will give us an embed code, and then we just embed it on our website. We can still put it on Facebook. We can still, right now, a video of a minute or less is okay on Instagram, which can aim video to other places. YouTube, okay, so YouTube up to this point never promised us a rose garden. They've made a lot of money on gun creators. On gun content creators, they've made a lot of money. And on some of the demonetized gun creator channels, they're still making money. But the fact that, you know, I haven't been demonetized. I don't know. Well, I do know why. Because I haven't done anything on bump stocks, and I only deal with standard stuff. I deal with the same. And I do a lot of it with law enforcement. So what are they going to say? But we'll talk more about YouTube when we get back. $50 worth of stuff from either place. I'll send you a poster if you just let me know you did it. Everybody needs at least that much stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Back coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Oh, yes, indeed. Go get that shape. Go get that weight. Go get that feel. Go get that massive master interface between you and that weapon that is called Boyd's gun stocks. Now, do you remember when YouTube came out? I remember when YouTube came out. And it was great when YouTube came out. YouTube was, you could put up a video about anything. There weren't any rules. And, I mean, there were people coming out, and there were people making just all kinds, especially gun people. Hickok 45, Such 00, James Yeager, Military Arms Channel, all these guys that have been around for forever. You could make a living doing YouTube. YouTube was like, it was like the wild, wild west where, except everything was okay. There were no rules against this or against that. Then they realized if they paid the creators would churn out more and better content, and it became even more cool. But YouTube started to turn left. Politically, they started demonetizing content they disagreed with while turning a blind eye to content that they did. They forced the content creators, people who often made their living off of YouTube money, to find alternative avenues for revenue. And gun channels ran into this occasionally, as well as among other things. I mean, it's not just gun channels out there. They certainly are, but when you think about a channel that might be publishing something that people might try that would be considered dangerous. The first one that comes to my mind is Devin Supertramp. Devin Supertramp is he's a young fellow. He's a filmmaker. He goes out and makes some of the best films you've ever seen, and some of them are sort of, physically risky to the people doing them. The parkour runners, the bike riders, the guys jumping off the cliffs, all that other stuff. It looks cool. They're not getting banned or demonetized. Logan Paul got out there and went to, and he's 22 years old. He went to the Japanese suicide forest and found a body and videoed it and posted it and let it sit up for, 3-4 days. It got about 6.5 million views. Then they pulled it down, and he was trending. He was on the trending page of YouTube. Now, some of these guys come along and they're just talking about a gun. Same way you would talk about a golf club or a fishing rod or, your latest car or, this couch you just bought. They're just talking about a gun, wherever their passion lay. Well, that didn't work out too well for them. See, that's the thing with YouTube. That just doesn't work out very well for them. Why is that happening? There it goes. It went away finally. But now they're coming at gun channels now, and they've ramped it up to 11. Right now, they are prohibiting specifically. They don't allow content that will intend to sell firearms or certain firearms accessories through direct sales, private sales by individuals, or links to sites that sell these items. These accessories include, but may not be limited to, accessories that enable a firearm to simulate automatic fire or convert a firearm to automatic fire, bump stocks, Gatling triggers, drop-in auto sears, conversion kits, and high-capacity magazines, which they do get right on this one because they say it's magazines or belts carrying more than 30 rounds. Or can't provide instructions on manufacturing a firearm, ammunition, high-capacity magazine, homemade silencer suppressor, certain firearms accessories such as those listed above. They also include instructions on how to convert a firearm to automatic or simulated automatic firing capabilities. And you can't show users how to install the above-mentioned accessories or modifications. Now, Regoil Magazine, they've come out and they've said this. If you skim through the policy, it appears YouTube is attempting to limit knowledge sharing of what they think is called several recent tragedies. One very important portion of verbiage states links to sites that sell these items. That means if a gun channel links to any company that sells firearms, that channel could be found in violation of the new YouTube firearms policy. Recoil has taken a step in the other direction by housing video content on its own platform. And to check that out, go to, uninhibited gun-friendly content, go to Recoil TV. But that's only going to help out Recoil. That's it. It does nothing for the masses of informational channels out there on similar topics. And if YouTube recently got caught up in this thing where they were placing ads on quote-unquote family-friendly channels. And it turned out some of these family-friendly channels had, like, killer clowns kidnapping little girls, duct-taping them to the wall. I do not agree that that is family-friendly. They've also been transmitting the Tide Pod Challenge. And some of the other, I mean, I've looked at some of the internet challenges out there, the jumping in the cold water challenge, the dumping the scalding water on you challenge, the shocking your mouth with a taser challenge. And, you know, those are some pretty stupid videos. And this is, you know, when I hear about all these kids wanting to protest, I think, well, you guys are in on these challenges. But I digress. Getting out there and having something like a suppressor. If you get out there and explain in your description, I have bought this suppressor and gone through all the legal channels to do so, maybe you might get by with it. Converting things to full auto, that's not going to be legal for most of us out there. But getting into the bump stock, which is still legal, high-capacity magazines, nobody's talking about banning anything over 30 rounds. Well, the left wishes they could, but you get what I'm saying. When they decided to lump those in as well, they made it very clear that YouTube and, by extension, Google, where they stand on the subject of guns. Not that there was any doubt. Google had previously made that pretty clear. And the thing is, the technology's out there now. And while potential competitors of YouTube have had a rough row to hoe so far, it's only a matter of time before YouTube finds itself on the outside looking in. Each move like this one will speed up that eventuality, so keep it up. Just can't wait to see it happen. I'm getting ready to move. I've started an account on Twitch TV. I don't know if they'll ever go that way, but I've started an account on Twitch. I'm trying to figure out a few of the little idiosyncrasies now. And I will continue to post on YouTube until one day I wake up and YouTube says no more, and that's fine. I will be on Twitch already. And until Facebook takes it down, I'll be doing Facebook. I'm good. Getting out there, and listen, Gun content creators, find somewhere else to go and go. Don't have one foot in, one foot out. Find somewhere to go. Don't leave your stuff on YouTube if you feel this way. Get it out of there because they're still making money on you. Yeah, and you know that. Don't allow them to have that one-way thing happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Go to Boyd's Gun Stocks. Check out the ergonomic possibilities they have. Whether you are a traditionalist or you're like me, sort of on the wild side, they have the stock for you, both ergonomically and, you know, aesthetically. It's just waiting for you. Go check them out. BoydsGunStocks.com. Now, let's talk a little bit about, right now, social media is, social media for the last few years has been where it's at. I have often been questioned as to why I don't do more with social media. One thing is I don't really understand it. I don't really understand it. It seems to be in place just to find out things about you. Facebook, you know, I got Facebook to hook up with a bunch of friends from Columbia, South Carolina that I lost track of over the decades. And it has become something else altogether now to where it is, one of these other things, and I use it primarily for the show. With Facebook, we've recently had something they call a data breach. And the press right now is falling all over themselves, calling it the scandal of the century. And while they're doing all of that, which, by the way, if anybody in mainstream media or anybody in the world, for that matter, looks out there and you think if there's going to be a whole bunch of unmined data on possible voters, consumers, buyers, customers, anything like that, and you think nobody's going to touch it, well, that just ain't the way it is. That is not the way it's going to be. So right now, though, the press is, they've forgotten the way they treated Obama's use of data on millions of Facebook users that he used to win re-election in 2012. And back then when he did it, Obama was described as a genius. He figured out how to tap into Facebook's ocean of Facebook data on users and their friends to micro-target messages. Oh, the mystique of the Obama hipsters, so attuned to data, so the trope went. Ever wonder why the pathetic little punky operatives like Ben Rhodes, David Plouffe, John Favreau, and David Axelrod got such inflated reputations in the press? Well, it was the mastery of the data on the data side and the press's belief that Team Obama was completely in tune with high-tech data mining. That was one reason. Unlike then-candidate Donald Trump, the Obama campaign collected the data itself. And they were using it right up to the election. Anyone who downloaded the Obama 2012 app agreed to give the campaign access to their own data, as well as all the data on their friends, without their permission. More than a million did, which means the campaign had access to tens of millions of unwitting Facebook members. And it certainly dwarfs anything the Russians might have done with Facebook and the elections. Meanwhile, Cambridge Analytica used data collected from people who thought they would be used, it would be used only for academic purposes. The scale was much smaller, 270,000 who downloaded that app, and the data was old by the time the election rolled around. And it makes you wonder why the reaction to each of these two events was so different. Investors Business Daily, which is a very good, for the most part, impartial place to go, has a good piece on this whole problematic double standard entitled, "Funny, when Obama harvested Facebook data on millions of users to win in 2012, everybody cheered." And if you want a sense of how deep the love fest between Zuckerberg and Obama really was, there's plenty of photos out there. On the other hand, right now, though, one of the fun byproducts of this, Cass Sunstein, who was a former White House advisor and the husband of Samantha Powers, is warning Democrats not to overreact to the news about Cambridge Analytica's supposed spying on Americans via Facebook and Facebook's effort to clamp down on usage of the data from the people who buy it from them. There's a reason he's advising against it. He said, he writes, "The horrendous actions by Cambridge Analytica, a voter profiling company, and Alexander Kogan, a Russian-American researcher, raises serious questions about privacy, social media, democracy, and fraud. Amid the justified furor, one temptation should be firmly resisted: for public and private institutions to lock their data down, blocking researchers and developers from providing the many benefits that it promises for health, safety, and democracy itself." But he added, "But let's not overreact. Authorized use of that data can do a great deal of good." And he cites other apps that spy on Americans that can improve health care and income inequality, as well as observe congressional behavior, as arguments as not to shut all of the data mining down. All of those things he's trying to say are red flags all by themselves, since we all know how the Democrats use the health care data and what their solutions are to income inequality. But never mind that. Cass Sunstein is as far left a Democratic operative as anybody out there. He thinks that children should be able to make their own decisions. He thinks a mountain gorilla that is possibly in the zoo, if you're watching the mountain gorilla and the mountain gorilla begins to have bad feelings of self-esteem, that mountain gorilla should be able to have legal representation and sue you. I'm going to let that one stand by itself. He's suggesting strongly that Democrats have a stake in the spying on voters, too, by doing this as well. As they see Cambridge Analytica get sanctioned all over for the hypocritical outcry, they know that their ox is up to get gored as well, and they're feeling flop sweat given their long history of manipulating social media data. What's known is described very well in this Investor's Business editorial that I just mentioned to you. So if you are not paying and you're not the customer, as the saying goes. Since nobody pays for Facebook, we know they make their money other ways. Data mining, which is especially practiced by the left, is a big way. You can't explain some of their victories in recent elections without suspecting they have an expert operation going on. Sunstein is in particular is worth looking at. Back in his Obama days, he led an operation called Nudge as a means of lightly coercing consumers to buy this kind of product. The central planners wanted them to buy, viewing buyers as sheep. You guys remember that one? So he suddenly calls them Democrats not to overreact to the Facebook clampdown, which is a result of their hysteria. And it's worth noting that his game has always been about manipulating voters himself. So obviously he wants as much space to do it as possible. No wonder he wants Democrats to restrain themselves on their fury at Facebook. His rice bowl is being threatened here. Social media people, okay, despite the way it was presented to us, has changed. It has changed. It is a good way of disseminating information if practiced in its form that they presented it to us. YouTube was great. Instagram is great. All the premises behind all of this stuff is great. The problem is of who's running it. And the fact that they try to politicize everything. And then they go and politicize everything. So, when Cass Sunstein is out there and he's telling you, or Sustein or whatever his name is, they change the spelling of his name all the time. I think that's so we can't track him down. When the guy out there that wants to give the gorillas the right to sue you is out there telling people not to overreact, this is because they lose more by them clamping down than they gain. Most of the time they would do something just for the bragging rights and to be able to rub our faces in it. This is not one of those things because they have done more with it. And they don't want to lose that. These guys do not know how to operate in an analog world. They only know how to operate in a digital virtual world. Take that away, they're looking around at each other going, how does this go in here? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. It's Raven. Raven 1 is in. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. This is where you know, it used to be when you bought a really nice rifle, you got a really nice piece of wood whittled into the right shape, into the right size. And now, the way they save a lot of money, unfortunately, sometimes, is in the stock. And that really nice weapon can be nicer and more ergonomic. So check them out at BoydsGunstocks.com. Now, here's a little interesting fact about the Stop School Violence Act being trashed by the gun control activists currently. This was something, it was a bipartisan bill that was passed in the House of Representatives, and it intends to take immediate steps to improve school safety. The legislation mandates more training for local law enforcement and school personnel, better communication with schools, security enhancements, etc. It was endorsed by Parkland shooting survivor Kyle Kashuv. I'm glad that Kyle is a pro-gun conservative kid, but you know what? He's a kid. I'm glad he endorsed it. He met with lawmakers on Capitol Hill ahead of the vote. Why they were speaking with him is beyond me. Some of his classmates at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School believe the bill is a waste of time. It is pathetic, and it does not go far enough to address the real issue, the guns. Coming on Twitter, we haven't seen the change yet that we need. The Stop School Violence Act, which they just passed, that doesn't say a word gun once. And at the end of the day, where's the one weapon? What's the one weapon that all these tragedies have in common? That coming from Cameron Caskey. Gun Control activists were joining his call to dismiss the bill. like Timothy Kennison, hashtag never again, hashtag resist. I can't stress this enough. The hashtag Stop School Violence Act does not address gun violence. The word gun is conspicuously absent. That's why the hashtag NRA applauds the bill. We have to keep fighting for real gun control. Hashtag march for our lives. Hashtag enough. Hashtag who cares what you think. And that's the thing. Listen, hashtaggers. If you've noticed one thing, one thing that I have a lot of frustration about right now, it's social media. And the idea that we should let children be a driver in policy is ludicrous. There is a reason. And you know what? Here's the other thing. Aren't these the same kids? They're not old enough or mature enough, so they say, to own a long gun, but they are mature enough and old enough to set the national standard. Is that right? Now, Mr. Kashuv, he felt compelled to point out an interesting fact. And it is interesting. The majority of the families who lost a loved one in the Parkland shootings support the legislation. On Twitter, guys, what about supporting a bill that 13 of the victims' families have backed? Or would you prefer to just play partisan PR games, hashtag Stop School Violence Act? I loathe myself currently for saying hashtag so many times in this one segment. The families penned a letter to the leaders of both parties urging they act on both the Stop School Violence Bill and the Fix NICS Act. Senator Orrin Hatch shared their plea on Twitter. So, this coming Saturday, we're going to have the March for Our Lives. Supposedly here in the upstate of South Carolina, we're supposed to have, there's been 2,000 plus RSVPs. It's being advertised as a nonpartisan gathering, yet, and Mr. Kashuv says the march was clearly organized by individuals with a gun control agenda, considering how their petition states that no one should have access to an AR-15. So, if you're not taking our guns, why does your website explicitly say ban the sale of assault weapons? See, that's why you don't have children doing this, because they're not suggesting to ban the sale of assault weapons. They're banning assault rifles. They're suggesting banning AR-15s. There is no class of weapons termed an assault weapon. Now, I think just for the sake of it, here in just next little bit, I'm going to go find a Ruger Mini 14. The cute and fuzzy 5.56, you know, the one that looks like an M1 carbine that shoots at 5.56. Which, obviously, that's the good 5.56. And in that way, maybe I'll just get nothing but Ruger Mini 14s. Maybe I should get with Kit Cope when I'm talking to him. Because Kit's going to build me an AR-15 from Spikes, and I'm going to run that sucker. I'm going to carry it. I'm going to photograph it. I'm going to stick it everywhere I can. I'm going to video it just to spit in somebody's eye, because I'm really tired of this. I'm really tired by this, social media. Before the advent of social media, these people were not as loud. And now I'm getting hashtagged to death, or I'm getting hit with so many things. The internet anonymity has, first of all, it has fostered a group, a nation of cowardice and anonymity, that where people think they can get out there and just say whatever they want to whoever they want, and nothing's going to happen with it. The only problem is that for all of this stuff that you keep talking about, all this junk you keep talking about, I know real people that will really twist you into a pretzel with fresh salt if you get in the wrong predicament. They're not going to come after you for harsh language, and they're not going to come after you for you using harsh language against them. If they come after you, there's going to be no getting away. And these are not, hey, look, these aren't bad guys. I mean, these are military people. These are law enforcement people. These are people who put it on the line every day for this country, for these cities, for these municipalities. And the very people that you're going against are the same ones that do that for the most part, or have done it, or would do it. And you know what? We're just not going to, you just don't get to do that. That is not the way things work. The way things work in my world is that, you know, if you want to roll that way, that's fine, but you better have something behind you. You had better have something behind you. So the Stop School Violence Act, you want to know how to stop school violence. First of all, you've got to control all of your access points, all of your entrances and exits. Then you've got to have a, you've got to have armed people in there besides school resource officers. They're good because they're going to be the ones doing the apprehending and the, you know, the searching and everything else. But you've got to have armed teachers with them to defend these hallways because they can't be everywhere at one time. You're going to have to go that way. You're going to have to harden the target from within. Then you're going to have to advertise the target is hardened from within. And I've seen some of these people out there that have been putting out articles saying, well, you know, that doesn't solve the problem. No, it does not solve the problem of motive. But sometimes you have to solve the problem of result before you start worrying about the problem of motive, until we get to the point where we're going to say, well, we're not going to medicate you just because you're a little boy. No, we're going to let the parents actually, you know, both parents need to be in the household. No, we're just going to teach math and English and all these other things. We're going to get back to, you know, the church kind of thing. Until we get to those points, what we need to be concentrating on is when all else fails, when they show up to be their quote-unquote active rampage killer, that they are met by somebody who is more qualified than them to pursue that course of action. And we'll ask them to do it, just like that guy in Maryland did, just like that off-duty cop did. That's exactly the way that kind of thing is supposed to work. And school, I'm still waiting to hear the rest of the stuff on this one, but that is, you know, that was a really good piece of luck. And that's all it was a piece of luck. That guy was there when that shooter, that murderer, decided to go operational. So, by all means, talk your talk, talk your smack, and everything else. The reason gun isn't in the School Violence Act is because banning guns, taking guns, is not going to stop it. Because the only ones that won't have them will be the law-abiding, and we're not doing it. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Lincoln Osiris from Pipehitters Union. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.